This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On a cloud of sound, I drink in the night. Any place that goes is right. Goes far, flies near. Put stars away from here. Well, you don't know what.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And then it's officially the weekend, baby. I don't care what you say, it's the weekend. Once Ask Dr. Jesse Friday gets here, remember, get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. U.S. has the world's highest rate of children living in single-parent households. A new Pew Research study of 130 countries and territories shows that we had the highest rate. Almost a quarter of U.S. children under the age of 18 live with one parent and no other adults, more than 3 times the share of children around the world who do so. The study, which analyzed how people's living arrangements differed by religion, also found U.S. children from Christian and religiously unaffiliated families are about equally likely to live in this arrangement. In comparison, 3% of the children in China, 4% in Nigeria, 5% in India live in a single-parent households. Canada, the share is 15%. I'm sure there are a bunch of explanations for why America is fatter than everyone else. We are on antidepressants by a large amount more than anyone else. We have more single-parent homes than everyone else. I'm sure there are a bunch of explanations. I'm sure you have a bunch of explanations, but I find this to be the most baffling thing. To not to get all hokey on you here, but to live in a country, honestly, set politics, set everything else aside. Geographically, do you understand what an abnormality America is? And this is what I mean. This is what I mean. We not only have, because the world, I mean, trade is such a huge part of the world and going to and fro over the oceans. We have the Atlantic Ocean on one side, the Pacific Ocean on the other side. Okay, that's one thing. We have a country that is drowning in natural resources. We are so absurdly resource rich. And maybe you're tempted to say, well, yeah, it's just because we're so big. No, no, no. You don't understand. Places like Russia, Russia's gigantic, way bigger than we are. And Russia has always struggled because they actually don't have that many natural resources. Several countries out there like Japan have to import virtually all their natural resources. We're just sitting on piles of money with an ocean on the left and an ocean on the right. And we have it all here. And we're so miserable. We're miserable and we're screwing it all up. And we're allowing the worst people to take over our society. Listen to this. This is courtesy of Libs of TikTok. Listen to this. These are the people who teach our kids.
We're doing summer programming. And this year, I vowed to make a really strong effort to figure out how my students want to be acknowledged as far as their pronouns. So naturally, I'm leading by example, right? I've got my name, she, her. That's how I identify. Easy, simple. So they know that they would call me Miss Kramer instead of, you know, Mr. or whatever, because, you know, the hair, there's still stigma, whatever. On our first assignment, I asked them to put their preferred pronouns on their papers. And not one kid protested, not one kid. They were all super comfortable and super down with it. But look at this. I'm covering their name, but look at that. I'm okay being called they, them, she, her, or he, him. They're totally down for that. I can't help but feel like that kid now feels safe and comfortable being who they are.
That lunatic should be in prison. Instead, in our country, in the United States of America, that human being is allowed to groom children out in the open. Not only groom children, put up videos online bragging about grooming your children away from you and your values. I don't know how we got this broken. I don't have any idea how this happened, how it happened so fast, but man, it sure did happen fast. I mean, look, I'm going to play this again. I'm going to play this entire exchange again because I want you to hear it. I want you to hear Josh Hawley, senator from Missouri, being explained, he's having it explained to him that illegal immigrants, they're not only are we allowing illegal immigrants to come into our great country, our borders are wide open, we're allowing them to come in. We are buying them plane tickets and flying them around the country. And we are allowing them to present arrest warrants to the Transportation Security Administration that serve as an ID allowing them to get on that commercial flight right beside you and your family. You went to work today and you bought an illegal immigrant a plane ticket to fly around America, and he used his arrest warrant to sit by you and your family on the plane.
How many individuals have presented TSA with arrest warrants or deportation notices and were permitted to travel in this calendar year?
Under 1,000, sir.
How does this policy comport with 18 U.S.C. 1325, which criminalizes improper entry into the United States by an alien?
Sir, these individuals that have these arrest warrants, those arrest warrants were issued by the Border Patrol or a customs officer, and they serve as a beginning to our identity verification process. So you can't walk up to a checkpoint, wave that form, and then you go right through into screening. We go through a process to verify that you are the person that you claim to be.
Okay. If somebody who presents an arrest warrant is subject to an in-person interview with the airport's federal security director?
They have an interview with the officers that are on scene at the checkpoint, but that's not all that's happening. What those officers are doing are they're talking to...
Wait, when you say the officers on scene at the checkpoint, what are we talking about?
The transportation security officers, the uniformed officers at the checkpoint.
Okay, but not the federal security director.
They will bring...
Yeah, you get the idea. How did we become a country so broken? We've let our illegal immigrants in and then fly them around the country with arrest warrants as their form of ID. What happened? What happened? Listen to this. This is a report from NBC. You want to talk about broken? I can't wrap my mind around how does this happened?
As America navigates a post-Roe v. Wade world, a staggering number of women are now considering permanent sterilization procedures. I traveled to Austin, Texas, where I spoke with three women about how the latest abortion restrictions affected their decision.
Here at Women's Health Domain, a clinic in Austin, Texas, Dr. Tyler Hancock says his team has been fielding more calls than ever.
They're asking for permanent sterilization.
So permanent sterilization, tubes removed?
Yes.
All since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, ending the nationwide right to abortion.
They want something permanent because they fear that tomorrow there'd be no other option.
How many were calling before versus after that Supreme Court decision?
1 to 2 a week would be average. The weekend following, there were 200 messages by Sunday night.
Since this is an afternoon.
In fact, he says he's received so many requests asking for permanent sterilization that he and the practice's co-owner, Dr. Amy Chapman, hold weekly group information sessions.
I mean, how many people are in this room?
A little over 20 at a time.
Per se.
Where did we go wrong as a country that has it all? Young women, just by how they're made. Young women, not saying this has to be everyone's life, obviously people choose different paths, but young women biologically grow up and want to have children. They want to marry Prince Charming and have children. Again, it's not everyone's path, but that's in general, that's what women want. That's how they're made biologically. We have so twisted up minds in this country that young women in droves are showing up at the doctor's office and having their tubes ripped out of them so they can never have a child again. And they're doing this in response to Roe versus Wade being overturned? Where did we go wrong? What did we do wrong? We did something wrong. All right, I'm going to get to some emails. It's too much. And we have a story coming out of the Army. It's give me just 1 second. But understand, I don't feel like we're gone at all, but I feel like we have a lot of work to do clearly to get it back. We need a country full of strong men taking leadership positions to take this place back. We are never going to be able to do that in a million years if we're a bunch of low-T man boobs. We're not. Fellas, go get a male vitality stack from Chalk. I'm not telling you to do anything I don't do. I take it every single day. I've been on it for like 6 months now. You want to talk about feeling stronger, sharper, better. Ladies, go get a female vitality stack. We need you too. Go to chalk.com. What you'll see is all natural herbal supplements, not medical chemical filth. Herbal supplements. And you get 35% off the entire store. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. And remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. On iTunes, don't forget to leave a 5-star rating and leave a review talking about how handsome I am. I still can't wrap my mind around this lady at the World Economic Forum. Surprise, surprise. Saying we need to reduce the Earth's population by 90%.
We cannot hide away from human population growth because, you know, it underlies so many of the other problems. All these things we talk about wouldn't be a problem if there was the size of population that there was 500 years ago.
Now, are you starting to understand what I mean when you say it's the deadliest ideology in the history of mankind? History of mankind. Let's get to some emails here. Hey, Jesse. Evan Hafer spoke to Tucker Carlson about burn pits in Iraq and how pervasive and harmful they were. Was that the case when you were there? He said ever-present smoke was miserable. You can use my name. All right. I'm going to try to make this as not gross as humanly possible, but it's going to be gross and there's nothing I can do about it. But when I was there, there weren't any facilities yet there were no real bases or anything like that because I was there for, you know, the invasion. And then we just kind of had to make do with whatever. What, Chris? Chris asked if that's when the porta potty incident happened. That is when the porta potty incident happened. I'll tell you what. I'll tell that story again tomorrow. If you remind me, Chris, I'll tell you that story again for anyone who doesn't know it. But at one point in time, we had finished in Baghdad. We went up through the country. We finished in Baghdad, and then we went down to a city. I don't know where it is in Iraq. Again, the people who weren't there know more about locations and dates than the people who were. It's just fog of war stuff you don't know. Najaf was the name of the city where we went after that. And there was this kind of makeshift farmer's market in Najaf that had a wall around this complex, and that's really where we set up. And it was our job to do combat patrols and whatnot in Najaf and put down insurgents and things like that. Well, you don't think about it a lot unless you've been in these situations, but human beings have to poop. And they have to pee. And you have to have facilities for them to do these things in. You have to make arrangements for large quantities of human beings to do this. So we get in this farmer's market, and they have to figure out a place where we can use the bathroom. You know, you can't run home and go use mom's and dirty up her nice towels. You have to find a place where people can do this there. So what they rigged up was this. There was this building, and it was just this long, thin building, and they took several long pieces of plywood, and they lined it up. And they cut holes in it for your butt, and you would go in. And this, there were times when it was 125 degrees over there, and there is a season over there, fly season. It happened when we were there, where you woke up every single day, and this is how you woke up because again, there was no stopping them. You would wake up to flies all over your face and body, and I don't mean a fly on your face. You would wake up every day and you would quickly just wave your hand around. You'd have 15, 20 flies on your body. It was like, it was seriously like the biblical plague. You remember Moses and Pharaoh and whatnot and the flies? It was seriously that way. I don't know why it is. I'm sure if someone's probably looking it up right now. We never looked into the why. But there's a time when you're overwhelmed with flies. Anyway, back to the bathroom situation. There's this long building. It obviously got super, super hot, and below where you put your butt, they took basically a steel drum and they cut it down so it's just the bottom of it, and that's where all your waste would go. And it was always full of flies and fly season, so you sat down and look, you might be eating dinner, you sat down and they would leave below you and land on you, and it's just the worst experience ever. What, Chris? No, Chris, there was not a lot of privacy, my friend. There was not. No, this, look, hey, you want to live that infantry life, that's that infantry life, all right? So, but your waste would drop into these buckets. They had these little doors behind it, and they would pull, that's where you would pull the bucket out. Now, this is a little different than a lot of the burn pit stuff they're talking about, but this was duty you didn't want. And by the grace of God, I was leading a mortar section by this point in time. I was an NCO, a non-commissioned officer, so I didn't have to do these. But if you had a guy, you know, fell asleep on watch or something like that, this was your duty. You had to go pull the bottom of these steel barrels out, and you had to go put, I believe, don't quote me on this because I may have it wrong, I believe it was diesel fuel. You had to put diesel fuel all over it, and there's a bunch of these buckets, right? We're talking about a bunch of Marines, their waste in there. And then you had to light them all on fire. And the guys would cover up, they would try to cover up their face with a T-shirt or some sort of a cloth, but there were no, at least when I was there, there was no special masks or anything like that for these guys. Now, try to imagine what that's like. Burning diesel fuel and human waste and disease and flies. It was a really, really, really bad situation. I don't think I have any issue with it, but then again, I never had to burn them. I never had to do that when I was there. I do wonder about my younger Marines. if they did, if any of them do. I haven't, I've talked to some of them. I haven't ever heard that they did, but I don't know what to say. People have been dying by things like this in combat for a long time. I mean, you remember Agent Orange and all that Agent Orange stuff. Somebody listening to the sound of my voice as we speak might still be dying from it. You took a chemical and you dumped the chemical on the jungle that was so powerful, it defoliated. I don't think that's a word, but it is now. It defoliated the jungle, and then you had people go walk through that area. It's just, look, combat and things like that, it's terrible and it's cruel and it's not right. And that's just, that's the way it goes sometimes. It's absolutely, it's awful. All right. We're going to talk about, speaking of all this stuff, man, there is a situation that it's even worse than I thought it was for our military. You know how we've been talking a lot about the soft purge of the military? About how with all this crazy trans gays, anti-white, all this stuff, guys who are in, real studs, are getting out, and studs we need to join aren't joining. And that's a real problem. It's a major problem. Right now they're at 50% of their recruiting goals. Okay, we're watching the military be gutted. But man, it's way worse than I thought when it comes to the hard purge. I'll explain what I mean in just a second.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and oh man, it seems like Seems like it was only yesterday I heard this.
People on their deathbeds among the unvaccinated over the past few weeks. This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Now let's fast forward to today.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted. Symptoms are mild. And I really appreciate your inquiries and your concerns. But I'm doing well. I'm getting a lot of work done. I'm going to continue to get it done. And in the meantime, thanks for your concern. And keep the faith. It's going to be okay.
One, Joe, nobody's worried. Everyone survives coronavirus. We're not worried about you at all. That's one. Two, I do have a question. I mean, maybe it's a stupid question. Michael, Chris, you guys can correct me if this is a stupid question, but that's a video, all right? That wasn't an audio recording. That's a video that was put out. I watched the video because it's video. I would guess the camera probably 3 or 4 feet away from Joe Biden. Is that fair? Maybe 5, 6 feet away? I don't think anybody is under the impression Joe Biden is some kind of technology wizard. Joe Biden can't take a shower by himself without instruction cards at this point in time. He just tested positive for COVID. Remember, the same COVID they told us was so serious we had to destroy the world's economy, and we did because of it. Who filmed that? Anyone? Anyone? Did Joe Biden test positive for coronavirus and then have somebody who works for him pull out a camera and stand there while he tested right after he tested positive and record something? Michael? Michael said, how do you know he didn't record it before? Not Michael. Now we're going down conspiracy theory then. But in all seriousness, who filmed it? Is Joe endangering the lives of his staff members? All right, look, let's get to something else. You remember Joe Biden after he said it was a pandemic of the unvaccinated and then tried to have all the unvaccinated people fired. You remember when he did that? He then put the vaccination requirement on the military. Everything under his control, he chose to put this vaccine mandate on there. I did not realize it was quite this bad. Did you know 260,000 people in the military are only partially vaccinated? They've only taken one of the two required COVID shots, and now they're facing separation. That is a reduction of the Army in particular. 27.5% of the Army is about to get kicked out of the Army. I talk about the soft purge all the time. This is the hard purge version of it. How many of those people, how many of those 260,000 men and women are political opponents of the Democratic Party? Probably about 259,999 of them. We are watching the communists clean the military out of their ideological opponents. We're watching it happen in real time. And did you know, Republicans, they just joined with the Democrats on a gigantic defense authorization bill once again to sell, to give your money to the military that's doing this to our guys, doing this to our brave people who joined. Some Republicans, like my friend Chip Roy, stepped up and said, no, you're not having any more money until you remove the vaccine mandate. But Republicans overwhelmingly instead voted for this. And this is something that's a very, very big deal, especially when it comes to the fact we now hear over and over and over and over and over again that China may be on the move very, very quickly heading towards Taiwan. Kind of seems like it might be important, huh? Especially when Joe Biden verbally committed us to fighting that war for them. Maybe at this point in time, a reduction in forces by 25% is, oh, I don't know, suicide. Jesse, I agree with you that the girls on the University of Penn swim team should have stood up against the woke mob. However, I'm not sure if one person made a stand if they'd find the others standing behind them. Too many times in the last few years, when a kid stands up, they usually stand alone. I remember the picture that circulated summer 2020 of an entire soccer team kneeling during the national anthem, except for one brave girl who stood proudly with her hand over her heart. It might just be me, but it feels like the younger they are, the less contagious courage is. Says I can use his name. His name is Matt. I don't think courage has an age. I mean, let's do keep in mind, Eli Dickin is a national hero. That mall shooter in Indiana, that guy was going to kill a lot of people. And a 22-year-old named Eli Dickin, I believe he was buying cookies in the mall food court with his girlfriend. The guy shoots off, starts popping off and killing people. Eli Dickin, without a moment of hesitation, pulls out his Glock, starts shooing people behind him like a daggone lion, and closes from 40 yards with the mass shooter having outgunned him. Remember, the mass shooter had a long rifle, and Eli Dickin put the man down for good. I don't think courage has an age. Look, remember, 17, 18-year-olds have been fighting your wars for you for a very, very long time and dying out there. That Medal of Honor citation we read every single Monday on Medal of Honor Monday, there aren't a lot of 40-year-olds in there. Most of those people were in their teens and 20s. But you are correct about the rage mob, the woke mob, being a very, very, very powerful thing out there now. It's an extremely powerful thing. And young people, I do feel bad for them because the world they live in is so twisted up at a time when they're just trying to make it. I mean, don't you remember what it was like to be young and not totally secure in yourself? I mean, look, eventually at some point in time, Lord willing, you get to an age where you're not only comfortable with who you are, you like who you are. I mean, I love me, Chris. What? Chris, I think I'm fantastic. Chris had a really stupid question during the break. He asked me if I knew what color my eyes were. And I said, yes, idiot. I look in the mirror. And he's like, I can't tell what color my eyes are. And I said, I love looking into my eyes. It's just wonderful. Anyway, at some point in your life, you get comfortable in your own skin and what you like and what you don't like and comfortable with your beliefs. And young people, that's hard for them to get to that place, and their society is all pushing them one way. But look, even if you stand up for something and no one else stands with you, and they might not, you might be standing alone, that doesn't mean you stop. My complaint about the Penn women's swim team was no one stood up and did a thing while that guy was dominating women's swimming. And you worked so hard and your parents worked so hard and so much invested, and you finally getting to swim for UPenn, and it's such a great honor, and it meant so little to you that you worried more about the rage mob than protecting your sport. We need a society now of lions who stand up to this filth. Instead, we have become a society of sheep. We've got to stand up. And look, again, it's not an age thing. Eli Dickin is a hero. He's a hero. And that is why I've told you again, practice, 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 practice with your weapon. I promise you, Eli Dickin practiced with his weapon. That's not the first time that young man pulled his Glock out of the holster and started putting rounds downrange. Are you practicing? Do you have your Mantis X yet? You know, Mantis X attaches to your weapon and you practice in the comfort of your home. It also works on the live fire range too, but in the comfort of your home, they will put you through drills. They'll give you feedback. Mantis X will get you ready. You don't stop a mass shooter when it's the first time you pulled your weapon out. Trust me, you're nervous, you're scared, you're shaking. You have to train, train, train. Get a Mantis X. Green Berets use it for a reason. Marines, Paris Island Boot Camp, they're using Mantis X. Go to MantisX.com and get one today. MantisX.com.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. But don't worry. The greatest day of the week is tomorrow. Don't shake your head, Chris. It's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday tomorrow. Remember, Your questions do not have to be political. They can be. That's fine. It could be history, men, women, whatever. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Email them in. No calls, no guests. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Now, let me help you out real quick. You need an Eden Pure thunderstorm where you sleep. Eden Pure, I own three of them now. I got one initially. A recommendation off of a buddy. When I pulled it out of the box, I didn't think of anything. I thought it looked ridiculous because it was so small. I'm used to these air purifiers being huge. This thing was just some little black box. It's life-changing, man. Your allergies, the smells are all gone in your home. It kills viruses and mold. We've never had such a healthy year as a family. We have three of these things. One where I sleep, one where the boys sleep, one in the general living area. Go get a three-pack because they're selling them $200 off the three-pack for my listeners. You have to go to EdenPureDeals.com and use the code Jesse3. That's Jesse and the number 3, all right? EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. That's $200 off and free shipping. How about that? That's good stuff. You know what, Chris? I need to hear from Maria Salazar.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? If you have to shoot down Russian planes, I mean.
Of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
Of course. All right, it's time.
And now
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Only 19% of Hispanics approve of Joe Biden's job performance. I think one of the more underreported things about the unpopularity of the modern Democratic Party with Latinos in this country is how deep into the pro-Black Lives Matter thing the Democrats went. You see, you're never allowed to have this discussion about the tensions between the different races, but Latinos and Black people don't always get along. And see, Democrats like to lump all of their different groups in together. Oh, I'm sure they're all just going to be friends. They'll all be friends. You need to touch grass and go talk to real people. I have heard some very, very racist things out of both sides of that when referring to the other. Hochul says New York students probably won't have to mask, but keeps a public transit mandate. This is why I've warned you 1,000 times to get out of the cities. Get out of the cities. New York students probably won't have to mask. I will tell you this. My kids have school coming up. It was just a few weeks away from the school year starting. There's not even an ounce of anxiety in our house about whether or not our children are going to have to mask. Never even comes up here. If you're living in an area where they're still making your child wear that piece of useless cloth on their face, get out. Pack up, move to a red area, get involved in politics, make it redder. Fortify it. I'm telling you, there's so much to save at the local level. You are officially in the lion's den if you're still in these blue areas. Mexican president shrugs off U.S. energy complaint and plays a song in defiance. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, daggone what a great name, speaks during a virtual U.S. Global Climate Summit. Apparently, he said his government's done nothing wrong, and he played a song to show how he was not scared of how it would play out. If we are at the point in this country where Mexico feels totally comfortable raising the proverbial middle finger to us, that's really, really not good. We should have looked right at Mexico and said,
Buenas tardes.
Biden announces new climate change programs, but no emergency declaration. Here's just a reminder, at a time when energy prices are starving people to death in the world, when you're watching your standard of living evaporate because of the Democrat attack on the energy sector, They're not slowing down. They're not backing off. They're not saying sorry. It is full speed ahead. 75% of middle-class Americans say their income is falling behind the cost of living. I feel very, very bad for every one of those people who voted for Donald Trump. If you, however, middle class, poor, don't care who you are, if you are somebody who walked out and you voted for a dementia patient because you didn't like that Donald Trump got too mean on Twitter, you deserve this. I want to be clear about something. You deserve this. You deserve all the pain. Oh, Jesse, my Democrat voting dad doesn't deserve it. He lost his job. No, he does. He's stupid, and he should pay the price of his stupidity, especially because his stupidity, it kills all of us. His stupidity is so bad, it's not just hurting his stupid self. It's hurting everybody. Yes, your dad does deserve it. Ford plans to cut 8,000 jobs so it can fund an electric vehicle push. Once again, I'm reminding you that climate change activism in any form is a national security threat, and there are roughly a billion lives at stake. So when you hear your friendly hippie neighbor talk about, oh, we need to reduce emissions, understand whether that person knows it or not, they are, in fact, a mass murderer. Buttigieg, astonished that Americans can't let go of the status quo, or Buttigieg, sorry, I didn't mean to say his name wrong. Yes, he is astonished. And let me tell you, you people keep pushing and pushing and pushing and making us poorer and poorer and poorer. You're going to be astonished by a lot of things that happen in this country. Biden, the military thinks it's not a good idea for Pelosi to go to Taiwan. Why send her to Taiwan? Biological male convicted of making pornography with 7-year-old daughter is transferred to a women's prison. Here's once again a reminder to you that insane people now run our society. We haven't gotten near aggressive enough with the culture war. For years, Republicans told you should avoid it. Let's not address it. Oh, let's live and let live. No, that's not true. It's time to start getting very, very aggressive with this perverted filth. Bodega worker Jose Alba is too scared to leave home after his murder charges dropped. Why is he scared? Hand that guy a knife. Everyone else should be scared. Enough fentanyl to kill 140 million people is seized on the border. Little reminder that fentanyl all came from China, who is intentionally trafficking poison into this country, killing us in droves, making our minds mush. Capitol Police released damning facts and slammed the DOJ decision not to charge the Colbert 9. Speaking of rubbing your face in the corruption, the two-tier justice system in this country is one of the things that is going to cause this thing to boil over big time unless somebody steps in and starts doing a course correction here. A DOJ that only works for Democrats is a big, big deal. Tomorrow, it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Put a smile on your face. In my opinion, the weekend is already here. Get your questions emailed into jesse@jessekellyshow.com, and we'll have some fun tomorrow, okay? That's all.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.